So what were your thoughts on the first meet?
Well, I thought it was a great start. I think Tom and I really felt like the team was prepared, and they competed very much like they had been training, with the exception of a couple little hiccups, but nothing nothing too bad. So we feel really good about the start. It's a young team. They handled the pressure of being out in front of a big hometown crowd really well. And we actually had some really nice performances and a couple of career highs. So at this point, we've told the girls that we feel like things are on track, and now we get to get ready for an away meet.
Yeah, like you said, it's a young team. I think there were three freshmen or sophomores that competed on beam, and I think four overall. Is that kind of a testament to recruiting and specifically focusing towards beam, or is it just that you lost a lot of senior talent?
Well, balance beam we've been trying to address for a few years, and Tom, who came into the program 5 years ago, became our recruiting coordinator quickly, and he could see that event, that he felt like we could use a little more depth on that event, and so he began to recruit hard with girls that were natural beamers, and now I think we're beginning to feel the rewards of that. And we've had some new kids that have come in that are exceptional on beam. Kari Lee and Maddie Stover both broke into the lineup immediately last year, and this year it looks like McKenna Merrill will add to that with, you know, a younger group. So I'm thrilled. I'm the beam coach, and I'm thrilled to have even more talent and a little more depth on that event that determines a lot in the grand scheme of things.
And then speaking about the first meet, how are, I just totally drew a blank.
No, it's okay.
Sorry. I have it right here. My bad.
Yeah, look at you. That's okay. Look at what you've got.
So this
it's not live television. That's always
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I know.
So you switched from team captains to a leadership council this year. Kind of mm-hmm. What was the mm-hmm. impetus behind that decision?
Well, we have done that before. First of all, I've been here a long time, and so we've done a variety of things over the years. But sometimes we allow the team to choose their captains, and other years we've determined as a coaching staff that we would like to select the group and then work with them and help mold them with the leadership concept. And Tom and I both felt like this year was a good year to do that, and we really wanted to have some of our, like our fifth year seniors and Brianna Hughes, a senior, we wanted to encourage them to break out of their comfort zone and begin to take on more of a leadership role on this team, something that none of them had done a lot of in the previous years. And I think it's gone really well. They've all stepped up to the plate for Tom and I, and I think they're learning a lot about how rich that feeling is when you have more influence than just yourself within a team group.
Oh, okay. So for your first competitive meet as co-head coach, how did that mm-hmm. go for you personally?
You know, really well. I mean, I have to say that Greg's had a grand master plan for a long time. This program has been kind of his and my baby together for a long time, and as he knew with the difference in our age that he would probably transition out earlier than I would, he wanted to be sure that it was something that I could continue to carry on and that it would be a seamless transition. And I have to say he did a great job. Once we brought Tom in 5 years ago, I could quickly see that was somebody that I would be willing to transition the program on with. And Tom and I work well together, and he fills a lot of the qualities that Greg does. And I knew that for it to be seamless, I would like to continue to play the same role I have with the team all along and have my new co-head coach take on some of the responsibilities that Greg had. And that's gone really well.
Okay. And then, yeah, you've been with the team for years, of course, but mm-hmm. did your husband give you any advice on that day for your first meet?
As
like co-head coach or...
Not really. No, I've done it for a long time, and so I wasn't overly worried. Tom and I had to think through a few logistics that Greg used to handle, like the media after the meet. Okay. Greg would be the one to go do that. So we had to determine, are we both going to go do that? Is one of us going to do it? Who's going to do it? Ask Liz, you know, what do the media want, do you think? We had to figure that out. I think one of the biggest adjustments was that Tom and I were making the final decisions to line up. It used to be that Greg would do that, so that was a small adjustment. And then I think I made a decision quickly on floor exercise to replace somebody in the lineup. Greg used to do those things, and I found myself in a position to have to do that, or decide to do that, and then live with the decision I made. And thankfully, on that night, that decision, it looked like a good one. Sabrina was able to handle the situation and move in to, counting as opposed to exhibition. But I missed Greg in that moment. I realized that, okay, he decides these things. I take it for granted he does it, but yeah. It weighs heavy on you because your decision then, affects these young girls, and I had hoped that I'd made the right decision for the team.
Okay. And then for Friday, what are you looking forward to against SUU?
I'm looking forward to, again, taking this young team into a situation that they need to get really good at, and that's going into someone else's court and being able to really carry the meat in terms of having it be about our team. And that's not easy to do on someone else's floor, but you have to get good at that if you want to win a lot of meets and be vying for a championship at the end. So I'm excited for this first kind of practice round for that for this young team.
Okay. Does it help having the meet be relatively close, just a couple hours south?
Sometimes I would say yes, although it's not just a couple hours south. It's about a four-hour drive, and our in-state meets have always been BYU and Utah State. So this is a little different. Tom and I had to make a decision on whether to go in the day of the meet like we do for BYU and Utah State, and we chose to treat it really as a true road meet and go in the day before and leave the day after. So there's been a few things with this particular meet that's in Utah that's slightly different than the other meets in Utah. And I feel like it's a pretty good road meet situation. And, our athletes haven't competed in that arena, so we need to go down there and quickly get comfortable and then deal with whatever adjustments we need to make right away.
So you guys were tied for number 7 in the first rankings. Do you put much stock into these early rankings, or is it just so volatile with...
No, you try not to, but I'm very competitive, so I didn't love that. it really doesn't make a huge difference, and especially this early, but, you're always trying to give you want your team to have a reputation of being a contender. And I don't like being out of the top 6. I'd like to be one of the ones that's in there vying for a Super 6 night all the time. And so we've got a little work to do, but the girls are prepared to work on that and a few little adjustments and routines and a few mistakes we made, see if we can clean those up.
I just have one last question. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with Greg, you coached with him for, about 31 years, I think. Mm-hmm. Is it hard now to separate work from home life? Because obviously you're going to come... Do you guys talk about gymnastics around the dinner table, or is it just like, I'm going to leave that because, you retired?
Well, we've always talked about it on some level, and he's still letting me come home and talk about it a little bit. But I also know that he's not living every second of it anymore. So I know that it's probably not something to come home and talk about all evening long. So, but at the same time, he's still close to these girls. And other than the 4 freshmen, they're his kids too. So he does like to hear a little bit about what's going on.
Thank you.
And then I have one more question.
Okay.
So it's about McKenna. She's the only gymnast here from Utah, of course.
Yes.
What about her?
We love having a local gymnast on the team again. I think we skipped a year in there where we didn't have a local gymnast. And I know how our fans, I know how that feels. And I've been here in Utah for a long, long time. I kind of feel like they're my homegrown kids too, just because I've been here so long. I know that feeling, and I like to provide that for our fans if we have an athlete of the level that can help this team, because I think it's something special. There's a lot of little girls in this town that hope to be a Red Rock someday, and Mary Beth Loughran came in and did that. Haley Hansen, those have been a couple of our most recent, and now McKenna Merrill. And I just think you can't put a dollar amount on how priceless that is for our program to have a local gymnast.
Okay. Thank you.